Hey there, Quajo here, and if you haven't heard my voice, I'm the new host of the Art of Online Business. Quick update on my new offer. I did not expect the initial launch spots to sell out so fast. I'm talking about Facebook Ad Setup to Success, which is one-on-one Facebook ads coaching for the driven course creator from me, three Zoom calls within a month, and unlimited support in between so that you can run your lead generation campaigns, your launch campaigns, your SLO, self-liquidating offer funnels, exactly like I would, getting all my tips and tricks and strategies, plus just unlimited support inside of Slack or Voxer, or one lady's even doing it from inside of Messenger, with screen recordings, Loom recordings, this sort of thing, questions. This is what I'm doing, but all those limited spots at the initial launch price, they are gone. And I just wanted to explain that out of integrity to the people who took those first spots. The price has gone up, and there's one spot, maybe two, if I do some scheduling jujitsu for May. Otherwise, we're booking into June. You can click on the link in the description below to find out more, or you can go to theartofonlinebusiness.com/call if you need that kind of one-on-one Facebook help. All right, back to the episode.
This is the show where I bring you the best tips, tactics, and strategies for using paid traffic to grow your business on autopilot. You also hear what's working and not working right now from the top minds in online marketing so that you can get more leads and sales every day without having to empty your wallet in the process. All right, let's jump into it. Hey, what is up, everyone? Welcome back to the Art of Paid Traffic podcast, first episode of 2018. I am your host, Rick Mulready, and this is episode number 172. Happy New Year, everybody. Hope your holidays were awesome. Really appreciate you for giving me your time today. On the show today, I thought we'd take a look back on some of the big lessons that we learned from advertising on Facebook in 2017. And then also take a look ahead to this year here in 2018 and what to expect on Facebook and also in online marketing in general. Really excited to take you through this solo episode over the next few minutes here. Before we dive into it, I want to let you know that I'm going to be in London for a few days in late January. My wife and I are going to go back to Paris for a few weeks in later this month here in January. And while we're over there, we're going to go over to London for a few days. And while I'm in London, I'm going to do a one-day Facebook ads workshop on Friday, January 26th. This is something that I get asked about all the time. People hear about the workshops I do here in San Diego, and people are like, when are you going to do one in Europe or, in London or Paris when you're over there? And it is on, game on. So at this one-day London Facebook ads and business building workshop, this is where we're going to be talking about cutting-edge Facebook ads strategies and online business building strategies also. We're going to get into the tips and tactics that are working right now to grow and automate your business. I'm going to be limiting this to just 10 people, so you're going to be surrounded by other like-minded entrepreneurs who are also trying to grow their business just like you. And I look at these workshops as really as an opportunity for you to implement, with my help right there, your Facebook ad strategy to grow your business. And again, my goal with this is really you walking away from a workshop like this with stuff done the right way. So this is an opportunity for me to learn more about your business and discover what you're doing, maybe the blind spots that you might have in that business, and fix them right there on the spot. So we're going to be diving into things like Facebook ad strategy, proper ad campaign setup, ad copy, landing pages, retargeting pixels. We'll talk about team building and a whole lot more. So whatever it is that you need help with in your business and marketing in your business to take it to the next level, that's what we're going to be accomplishing there in that one-day Facebook ads and business building workshop there in London. So as I mentioned, I'm limiting this to just 10 people, and it's going to be first come, first serve. So if you want to grab a spot at this workshop in London, again, it's Friday, January 26th, 2018. Go to rickmulready.com /London. I've got a really cool space reserved at one of the WeWork co-working spaces in downtown London, and really excited to do this first workshop over in London. So, all right, without further ado, let's start diving into some lessons from advertising on Facebook in 2017. And the first lesson is having a clear strategy. This is something I saw a lot throughout 2017 in my conversations with people, maybe just in general or students of mine. I saw this a lot at my FBA live events here in San Diego, and people were just, they were running Facebook ads, which was good. So I love the, effort and, getting into it. But they were using Facebook ads in their business without a clear strategy, meaning they might have four or five different campaigns running, but they really had no idea. There was no clear strategy behind it. They were just sort of running a video here and an ad over here, or in this one, this video over here was for video views, and this one, this other campaign over here was for engagement. And they might have a conversions campaign in there, but there was no sort of clear-cut strategy of what they were doing. And so that is the first lesson I really want to get across to you. We've talked about it a lot here on the show about having a clear strategy when you were going to do your Facebook ads. And this is the work that I talk about a lot here on the show. Again, this is the work that so many people don't want to do, of mapping out the clear strategy, mapping out the strategy of what they want to accomplish with their Facebook ads, and also really having a solid understanding of who their target audience is. Not only who their target audience is, but are there subsegments of that target audience that you want to be speaking to specifically and individually in your Facebook ads? Okay. So, and we talk about having this with the strategy, working from the end goal and working backwards. So knowing clearly what your end goal is. So for, it might be, I want to make this sale. Okay, great. What are all the steps that need to happen in the customer journey to get them to that end goal? And we're going to be talking about customer journey coming up in what to expect here in 2018. But really, this first lesson revolves around making sure that you've got a clear strategy. I just saw it too many times this year where people were just throwing money away and without a clear strategy. So if I can implore you to do anything in 2018 when you're doing your Facebook ads, make sure that you've got a clear strategy in place. Okay, you're running Facebook ad to whatever the offer is, whether it's a download, a webinar, a discount, whatever it is that you want to accomplish there. And then what does that journey look like from ad? So you're having a conversation, you're starting a conversation with somebody who is in your target audience, but they don't know who you are necessarily. And what does it look like to take them through that journey from not really knowing who you are, building that relationship with that person so that they know, like, and trust you, and are finding a lot of value from you, and then making it all the way through to the sale. So really having a clear strategy, starting with that Facebook ad. Okay. The second lesson is, and again, these are all things that we've really talked about a lot throughout the show here in 2017. The next lesson is you really need to be abiding by Facebook's ad policies if you want to be succeeding with your marketing on Facebook. And this really goes without saying. We went through periods of 2017 where, Facebook really cracked down on ad policy. They were a little bit lighter in early 2017. They were really heavy with it in 2016. From what I saw, they really lightened up with it in cracking down on policy in early part of 2017, and then really sort of started to drop the hammer in late 2017, and really started to crack down on ensuring that advertisers were abiding by Facebook's policies. And, there's many different reasons for this, but essentially what we've been talking about here is on the show is this whole idea of sort of critical mass, if you will, where the number of ads is that reach that critical mass to the number of users on Facebook. And that's why Facebook is iterating new placements and so forth. And with 6 million advertisers on the platform, it has become very, very competitive. And so because of that, Facebook can be more choosy about the types of advertisers that they are allowing to advertise on the platform. So that is why one of the easiest things for them to do to start to weed out, if you will, you know, advertisers who are not providing a good user experience and adding value to Facebook's users is, who are those advertisers who are not abiding by its policies? So if you are not, you know, checking out Facebook's policies on a regular basis, facebook.com/policies/ads. That is the link. Facebook.com/policies/ads. So if you are not reviewing the ad policies once every, I mean, heck, I'd be doing it once every few weeks. You know, once every 6 months is not enough, because they are constantly changing and update those policies. And as an advertiser, it is on you to make sure that you're up on those policies. Okay. So you've got to be abiding by their policies if you want to be succeeding with marketing your business on Facebook. And when you understand those policies, that will help shape how you, you know, from an ad copy perspective and how you are communicating your offers. We have to be putting the emphasis on what is the positive outcome that your target audience is going to have by experiencing whatever it is, your service or product or content. Okay. So that is the second lesson. Number one, having a clear strategy. Number two, you got to be abiding by and really knowing Facebook's ad policy if you want to be successful. The third lesson is the importance of the relevance score, and watching your positive and negative feedback has really never been more important than it is right now on Facebook. You know, the relevance score has been obviously, these stats and metrics, if you will, have been around for a while. But in my view, they've never been more important to the advertising experience on Facebook. Because if you have too much negative feedback and it builds up over time in your account, then that is a big reason why accounts get shut down or they get flagged by Facebook. And if in similarly with relevance score, because negative feedback is so closely tied into the relevance score, if you have consistent low relevance scores over a time, you know, your account is going to get dinged. And that's another reason why accounts get shut down and get flagged by Facebook. So you've got to be keeping those high relevance scores, looking for those higher relevance scores. You know, this is all about, whether it's relevance score, positive, negative feedback, it's all about ensuring that you're adding value with good content to your target audience, you know, because the relevance score is, you know, how relevant, I mean, in simplified terms, how relevant is the ad that you are showing to the target audience that you are targeting? And that ad, you know, the ad that you're showing, we're talking about, what is the offer that you're making? What is the messaging that you're using? That sort of thing. And then how relevant is that to the target audience? And so we want to make sure that we're always trying to be adding value with good content to your targeted audience. So this is, this is something that I don't see changing at all in 2018. I think it's actually going to become more important even than it has been. So really keeping an eye on those relevance scores. You know, again, that's relevance score is that scale of 1 to 10, 10 being the highest that you can get. And the cool thing is that the higher the relevance score, the lower your costs are going to be. So really being on the lookout for those and watching those relevance scores, trying to get those as high as you can, and then keeping an eye on that positive and negative feedback when it comes to your ads. By the way, a lot of people ask me, like, well, where do you see the relevance score? You actually see it at the ad level. So when you're looking at the reporting in Ads Manager, you see it at the ad level, and you'll have to go into customized columns in the Ads Manager when you are, you know, setting up your reporting, and you can choose to see the relevance score in your stats. The next big lesson in 2017 is that video continues to dominate, right? We've been talking about video for a long time now, and throughout the last year, in 2017, video continued to be a major focus for Facebook. And when you're thinking about video, if you're not doing video, by the way, you've got to be thinking about how can you be communicating your brand and marketing your message in video, and more specifically, thinking about mobile first. So if you're going to be doing videos, definitely be thinking mobile first when creating those videos. That likely means shorter video. We're talking like less than 30 seconds when it comes to mobile, but there's always that but as far as testing goes. Don't be afraid to be testing longer videos, okay? And speaking of longer videos, you know, Facebook rolled out its Watch platform in August of 2017 as really a destination for video shows and original content. This is, they're getting into the sort of the longer form content play. And Facebook is putting a big focus on its Watch platform, which means a big opportunity for advertisers who are doing video on Facebook. So we really want to be thinking about how do we, and we're going to talk about this as, you know, sort of what to be looking ahead to in 2017 is how are we using video to tell the story of our brand in our business and to help move people further through our customer journey. Okay. So really be thinking about video. And again, I just picked up my iPhone here. You do not need to be hiring this big production crew to record these videos. We have to think about, when you're scrolling through the newsfeed anyway, what types of videos do we normally see? These are the types of videos that people are sharing with their friends and family. These are not necessarily, you know, high production quality videos. You can grab your smartphone and just start recording. I mean, the video cameras on the phones these days are awesome. So just start recording, get in front of that camera. And along those lines, when you're doing video, by the way, you really want to be thinking about integrating your brand within the first 3 seconds. And when I say integrating your brand, it's communicating who you are, or who, if you're working with an advertiser, who the advertiser is within those first 3 seconds, but doing it in a way without annoying your target audience. Okay. So remember that as people are scrolling through, you got to catch their attention. So you want to make sure that you're integrating your brand or your business within those first 3 seconds in a very native way into the video. And, you know, as I mentioned, as far as not needing a big production value, that leads me to Facebook Live. Doing Facebook Live videos is still very, very important, and really doing it on a consistent basis to add value to your target audience. You know, not only does this build goodwill and build trust and relationship with your target audience, but also more people are going to be seeing those Facebook Live videos because they get higher weight there in the newsfeed and the algorithm, okay, than as opposed to regular type of content. So, you know, you do Facebook Lives on a consistent basis. You can then spend a little money to amplify that video so that more people can see it. When you do Facebook Lives, also you're getting a lot of engagement on it. So, you know, likes, comments, and shares and so forth. And then when you turn that video into an ad, Facebook sees the engagement on the video as of something of good value that its users want to see. And so, again, it's going to start off with a higher relevance score because it has that engagement already with the video. So it's a really good 1-2 punch, if you will, doing Facebook Lives on your page on a consistent basis to give your page more juice also, and really adding value to your target audience. Then you can build engagement audiences of people watching your Facebook Live and also your any of your other videos. So you've got a lot of opportunities there to that you can accomplish with video, providing great content, right? It's a different way to, you get to connect with your target audience, and the target audience gets to connect with you on a different level, as opposed to just, you know, just seeing an image, right? So a lot of good stuff coming out of video, and it's going to continue to be a focus for Facebook in 2017. Okay. One of the other lessons, another lesson here. So let's just kind of recap real quick. So the first lesson we've talked about is having a very clear strategy going into your Facebook ad campaign with a clear strategy. The second lesson, making sure that you're up on Facebook's ads policies and abiding by those policies and how you leverage those policies to create ads that are going to work well on Facebook. That is going to be a big key and has been a big key to successful advertising on Facebook, and how you're messaging your business or messaging within the ads and so forth. The next lesson we talked about was the importance of the relevance score and really watching your positive and negative feedback. It's really been never been more important than it has become in 2017. And we just finished talking about video, and it really continues to dominate on Facebook. another big lesson that came out sort of in the second half of 2017 is Instagram story ads. And so these 15-second videos on, you know, on Insta Story, really, really good stuff. Not a lot of people are doing it, so it's a great opportunity to be testing it out. We tested it in late 2017 for one of the launches that we did and had really good success with it. It's really easy to do. I mean, when you're doing an Insta Story ad, just be thinking about the types of videos that you see on Instagram stories and the type of video that is native to Instagram stories. That is what your ad should reflect. Okay. So generally it's light, it's fun, but you can't, and you've only got 15 seconds, right? So you want to get the message across quickly without like speeding through it, right? So Instagram story ads, if you're not already testing those out, highly recommend that you do that. It's a great newer placement that Facebook has added into Instagram. And I think that a lot more people are going, because they're starting to get talked about more, are going to be doing it in 2018 as well. So that's been a big lesson in 2017, Instagram story ads. Now, the next lesson, Facebook Messenger. This is one of the, you know, the shiny objects, the big sexy object that everybody loved talking about in 2017. And, you know, I'm going to kind of talk about Facebook Messenger from a few different angles right now. First of all, you know, this is an awesome way to have a more personalized conversation with your target audience and customers. Okay. So just as the basis of Facebook Messenger, of course you can message your friends and stuff like that, but you can now leverage Facebook Messenger. I shouldn't say now, but it's a great way, I should say, to have that more personalized conversation with your target audience and customers. That's going to be something we're going to talk about here on in coming up, and as far as what to expect in 2018. So with Facebook Messenger ads, I mean, you can create ads that allow your audience to click on the ad and start a conversation with you right there. And it's really that personalization. That's a big shift that's gone on. I mean, I shouldn't say it's, I mean, I'm going to get on my soapbox here in a couple of minutes, but I'll save it for that. It's not really a shift because it's been happening for a long time. But I would say that personalization of your marketing, especially on Facebook, is no different. Personalization has never been more important. So Facebook Messenger allows you to do that. So again, you can create an ad that when your target audience clicks on the ad, they can start a conversation with you right there within the Messenger box that pops up. Okay. And then of course, the technology around bots has become extremely popular. And, you know, there are lots of different ways that you can be using bots. We use ManyChat in our business. There's lots of different opportunities out there though. But this is a way, as an example, that you can, you can give your audience an opportunity to download, opt in, register, purchase, whatever, all in an automated way, right from within a Messenger box. So you can be running a Facebook ad. Now, let's just say you're doing a webinar, for example, and you want people to register for it. Well, they can register now right from within the Messenger box. And ManyChat, for example, will connect with your different tools and CRMs and so forth. So it's all becoming very automated while keeping it in a personalized fashion. Okay. We're going to talk more about that here coming up, you know, so, or you can also have messages that allow you to have segmented conversations so that you're offering people on your Messenger list the right type of content and value specifically for them. So you can ask specific questions using Messenger, and then based on their answers, you can send them to specific content based on how they've answered those questions. So, you know, this is a big opportunity for us. I see this being, and I'm going to talk about it again coming up here in a couple of minutes. I see this being also kind of abused where people are not using Messenger the right way, which is a concern of mine. But if you're doing it the right way and doing it with integrity and using it in such a way that you are having a more personalized conversation with your target audience and customers, there's a lot of opportunity there with Messenger. And that is only going to get more important in 2018, right? And lastly, on Messenger, I mean, you can also now use Messenger as a plugin on your website or on landing pages to chat with visitors and customers coming to your website or your landing page. So again, this is more about how can you leverage the messenger technology to have a more personalized conversation with your target audience. And the final lesson I want to talk about for 2017 is, look, Facebook is iterating, and it is iterating fast. I talk to a lot of people. They're like, well, I've been away from Facebook ads for a while, and then I come back, and it's completely different. It's completely changing. Well, the reason for it is Facebook is continuously trying to improve the ad platform to make it easier and more effective for us advertisers to successfully market our business on Facebook. So, and they're doing it very quickly. They're looking to move really, really quickly. And so because of that, they're iterating very fast. And I definitely don't see this changing anytime soon. As we get into 2018 here, that is not going to change. They're going to continue to try and update and improve the advertising platform so it's easier and a better user experience and more effective for advertisers to be reaching their target audience in a really cost-effective and efficient way. So definitely don't see that changing anytime soon. So those are the big lessons from 2017. Let me recap for you real quick. We talked about having a clear strategy. We talking about abiding by Facebook's ad policies if you want to succeed with marketing on Facebook. We talked about the importance of relevance score and watching your positive and negative feedback, never being more important than it is and has become on Facebook in 2017. Video continues to dominate, thinking mobile first when we are talking about our videos. We talked about doing Facebook Lives. We talked about Facebook Watch and the opportunity there for advertisers from a video perspective. We talked about Instagram story ads. We talked about Facebook Messenger and bots also, and the opportunity for personalized conversation. And then finally, we talked about Facebook is iterating really fast. So you really want to be able to keep up with the changes that are happening on Facebook. So those are the big lessons in 2017, my friends. A lot went on in the world of Facebook ads, but these are the big ones for me that really stuck out and that I wanted to share with you on this episode here today. Now, what can you expect in 2018 on Facebook and really in online marketing in general? And the first thing I want to talk to you about, I kind of touched on it earlier, is having a clear understanding of what your customer journey looks like. And once you have that understanding of what does it look like to take somebody who doesn't necessarily know who your business is, who your product or what your product or service is, and taking them through to becoming a paying customer, and what does that look like? Making sure you have a clear understanding of that. And then once you do, using more personalized messaging in your ads and your content to speak to your target audience where they are in their journey. Okay. Now, what are we talking about here? First of all, look, this is nothing groundbreaking. I mean, this is the basis of good advertising, right? The whole thing about, you know, having the right message to the right person at the right place at the right time. I mean, that's what advertising has been about forever. And, you know, this whole personalized messaging, people are talking about it as like this new thing and stuff like that. I mean, heck, when I was in the corporate world, we were doing this. I mean, thinking back 8 years ago, at one of the companies I was at a contextual advertising platform. And this is exactly what we were talking about back then, having a more personalized conversation. And now it's sort of started to come, I guess, full circle here, where everybody's talking about it now and the importance of segmentation and having that personalized conversation with people as much as you can. But really, the technology has obviously changed a lot because things like video and, you know, personalized bots like Facebook Messenger and ManyChat make this a lot easier to have these more personalized conversations along the journey. Okay. So really be thinking about your customer journey from a holistic level, meaning people are not on, we're not on with just one platform anymore. So, you know, we're accessing Facebook, for example, from our smartphone or for, on our desktop or on our tablet. And they're, you know, we're on Instagram and we're reading articles and so forth. So thinking about that customer journey from a holistic level and creating ads and creating marketing around that holistic journey that people are doing throughout your customer journey. Okay, so how can we create ads that reflect that? So if there's one takeaway or two different takeaways here is, number one, how can you be really clear on what your customer journey looks like? And again, I like to teach, start from the end goal and work backwards. So from the sale and work backwards. And what are all the different things that you can do to build the rapport with your target audience, to get to build that know, like, and trust factor, build that relationship with them, and give value, add content to them so that it will take them through to becoming a paying customer. And then using the technology like bots, and bots tends to have a sort of a negative connotation. Yes, it does. But there's so many cool things you can be doing with it, from having that personalized conversation and using that automation to your advantage in a good way, as long as you're doing it with integrity and using it as a permission-based channel, not pushing things out on just pushing things out on Messenger or with a bot. You've got to be doing it from a permission-based standpoint, okay? And so that's going to allow you to have a more personalized conversation with your target audience, okay? So that's the first big thing to really be thinking about here for 2018, having a clear understanding of what your customer journey looks like, remembering that it's looking at it holistically, that they're not just on, your target audience is not just on one platform or one device anymore. Be thinking mobile first. Again, we talked about that earlier with video. And then how can we leverage the technology to have a more personalized conversation with our target audience, okay? All right, the next thing to expect in 2018 is, there's this whole conversation around data and big data. So my comment on that, I love it when people are talking about it and like, whoa, this is a new big thing. Again, this goes, we were talking about this 8 years ago when I was in the corporate space, and talking about the importance of leveraging data to improve advertising, improve marketing, improve the personalization of the advertising and marketing. And again, it's sort of come full circle, but I mean, the data has been collecting on these platforms over a number of years. But again, the technology is so much better now that we can now leverage the data to have that more personalized conversation with like the artificial intelligence and the bots and so forth. So that is becoming more important, but I want to kind of approach it as far as the data goes, as far as the importance of knowing your numbers. And so this is another thing that's not groundbreaking and, not necessarily something that is certainly brand new for 2018. But I do want you to, as we go into 2018, is to understand that it's never been more important to know your numbers in your business. Things like, what does it cost to get a lead? What does it cost to get a customer? What's your lifetime customer value? What's the conversion rate within your sales funnel, etc.? Because if you don't know these numbers, you're going blindly through marketing your business. You've got to know these numbers. And I've talked about this so many times with students in my courses, students in my accelerator group coaching program. This is about knowing your numbers, and so that you can have a clear understanding of what's going on in your business. And another reason why this has become so important, if you've been doing Facebook ads over the past 6 months or so in the latter part of 2017, or you may have realized that there's been a shift towards Facebook giving us more control to set things like bid caps and target costs when we are setting up our Facebook ads. So like when you go into the pricing and the optimization section at the ad set level, you see that they rolled out something called lowest cost, meaning getting the most purchases for your budget. This was the automated bidding. It's the same thing. But now you can set a bid cap if you want at the lowest cost option. So if you know your numbers, and again, this is more sort of for advanced people and people who really, really know those numbers, you can set a bid cap. Also, they have something called a target cost, where in the pricing and optimization section now, where they say that we'll try to maintain a stable average cost per purchase as you raise your budget and scale in your campaign. So you can set a target cost. If you don't know what your numbers are really, really clearly, then you can't be leveraging these new features. But you see sort of a shift here in Facebook giving us more control over like bid caps and target costs and so forth. Now, of course, we don't have to set these numbers. We don't have to set bid caps and target costs if we don't want to. We can certainly let Facebook's algorithm optimize for us to get the best results, which we do most of the time in our business. And with this, you know, the majority of my students do the same thing. But, you know, I really do want to mention this as far as for those of you who really know your numbers and you have this part of your business dialed in, this is an opportunity to try to test out and take advantage of these new functionalities that Facebook has rolled out in the latter part of 2017. So really knowing your numbers, really focusing on knowing all the numbers in your business, everything from getting, you know, what does it cost to get a lead? What does it cost to get a customer? What's your lifetime customer value, conversion rate, et cetera? Knowing your numbers so that you can leverage that data to make better decisions in your business. Okay. Another big thing to be looking at, and again, we're kind of shifting away a little bit from Facebook right now and thinking about more sort of online marketing in general, is voice, you know, and this is another big trend that's come onto the scene quickly. There's a lot of people talking about voice right now. So we're not going to get into it a whole lot right now in this particular episode. Maybe we'll do another episode later in 2018. But when I say voice, we're talking about like Alexa skills and like Google Home. Oh, my Alexa just lit up over there. So Alexa skills and Google Home. You know, so many people are starting to use voice activation and smart technology. I don't know that. There's Alexa right there, if you heard that. So just know that this is a big opportunity that is really gaining traction very quickly as we get into 2018. Now, if you're just starting out, I certainly would not start here, you know, getting into the whole to the voice. Unless, you know, podcast is different. You know, I'm talking more like Alexa and Google Home. So if you're just starting out, I certainly would not start there. But if you're more advanced and you're established in your business, this is a space I'd definitely be looking into in 2018, whether it's how you can incorporate your brand into these types of platforms with voice by creating content or altering your SEO strategy to include how many people, you know, people are now searching with voice. And the search requests tend to be longer. So you might want to be including these types of longer searches in your strategy. And if you're going the SEO search route. So be thinking about those types of things. If you're more advanced and your business is more established, this is a space I'd definitely be looking into in 2018 and getting into it, you know, at the very least from a content perspective. Okay. And again, if you're just starting out, I certainly wouldn't start here with voice, but be keeping an eye on it. It's only going to get more important, I think, in 2018. The next thing to be really looking at is, for especially in 2017, Google and Facebook have ruled the online advertising world. And I don't see that changing a whole lot in 2018. But I do see platforms like LinkedIn and Amazon starting to make more headway this year. You know, look, LinkedIn from an advertising perspective used to be, what's the word I should use on this one? It was not great. We'll just keep it like that. It was not great. But the cool thing is they've made a number of improvements to their ad platform in 2017, you know, including a number of enhancements to make advertising more effective on LinkedIn. And I'm hearing some really good things about it if that platform makes sense for your business, okay? So I'm really going to be keeping an eye on this closely in 2018, starting to experiment more with it. But I do see LinkedIn, it's certainly not going to overtake Google or Facebook. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that Google and Facebook have been ruling the online advertising world. I don't see that changing, but I do see LinkedIn and Amazon starting to make some headway in 2018. You know, Amazon has so much data about consumer behavior that if you're a product-based business, there's a big opportunity there to be testing advertising on Amazon, and they're really also building out their ad platform as well. You know, they've had they've had advertising on there, but they've really made some enhancements to the ad side platform over there on Amazon. And with so much data, this is an opportunity if you're a product-based business to be testing out over there on Amazon. So I do think LinkedIn and Amazon are two platforms to watch. I certainly don't see them, they're just making headway so that Google and Facebook are not just the big two who are ruling online advertising. Bottom line though is Facebook is still by far the most cost-effective and efficient platform to be advertising your business on online today. You know, with the user base continuing to grow, your customers are on Facebook, and with their continued advancements and iterations, like we've been talking about today, they're making it much easier and more effective for us advertisers to reach them. So as I say here on the show all the time, always be testing. You know, don't get caught up in just doing one thing and trying to bang your head against the wall to make it work. You just got to be testing different things, different iterations, different formats and channels and placements and so forth to find the right combination for you. So those are the big things that I wanted to focus on for what you can expect and what you should be looking out for here in 2018. Again, I just want to recap these. Number one, really having a clear understanding of what your customer journey looks like and using that more personalized messaging opportunity in your ads. As we talked about here, Facebook Messenger, along with the bot technology, like I mentioned, I use ManyChat. I like it a lot in my business. So that sort of that artificial intelligence and this, all the data that these platforms have been garnering and learning more about its user bases and so forth. The bot technology and the artificial intelligence is leveraging that data to give us the opportunity to have these more personalized conversations with our marketing. So, you know, this is really, this is the quicker that you can, and we talked about this in early 2017, that it was going to be a big focus in throughout the last year, as far as how can you, as quickly as possible, have a personalized conversation with your target audience. So meaning, how can you segment people so you're not having one conversation to many, that you're having a segmented conversation to people, say, within your target audience or on your email list? How can you segment people as quickly as you can so that you are giving them the content that is relevant to them, not producing one piece of content or having one conversation with many different types of people who may not care about that? So be thinking about, how can you have a more personalized, segmented conversation with people as quickly as possible? And again, that's in everything that you're doing in your business, not just Facebook advertising. You know, this is when people come to your website and join your email list. Again, how can you segment them as quickly as possible? Or and from your advertising, how can you have a more personalized conversation with them as quickly as possible? So really understanding what that customer journey looks like from a holistic level, have that personalized conversation with them. And again, the technology that we have available to us, from, you know, everything from video to AI and bots and ManyChat and Messenger and so forth, has made it a lot easier to be able to do that. The second thing we talked about as far as what to expect and to be ready for and be focusing on in 2018 is the whole data part of our business. We talked a little bit about big data. I'm not really focusing on that. Yes, it's a huge focus in 2018 and really has been for a number of years, but it's what the big data that's being collected across these platforms is giving us the opportunity to do, I think, is the most important, right? But I'm talking about, in this case here, really knowing your numbers. It's never been more important to know your numbers in your business. Cost per lead, cost to get a customer, lifetime customer value, et cetera. And one reason for that is, if you've been doing Facebook ads over the last 6 months or so, you've seen a shift in new functionalities that Facebook has rolled out and giving us as advertisers more control in setting bid caps and target costs and so forth. And you can't do that if you don't know your numbers. I still, for most people out there, unless you're, again, very advanced and you really have your numbers dialed in, you can let Facebook's algorithm optimize for you to get the best results. That's really what we do in our business as well. We talked about voice and the opportunity there, not starting out there, but keeping an eye on it. But if you were more advanced and established, this is a space you definitely want to be looking at into 2018 here, whether it's how you can incorporate your brand into these platforms by creating content or looking at it from altering your SEO strategy and your search strategy, because the type of searching that people are doing from a voice perspective, the search requests tend to be a little bit longer. So be thinking about those things. And then also, I do see LinkedIn and Amazon starting to make more headway in 2018 as opportunities for advertisers, if their audience and that platform, those platforms make sense for you. I do see LinkedIn and Amazon becoming, again, bigger players from an advertising perspective because of all the enhancements that they've made and made it more effective to advertise on those placements. So there you have it, my friends. Those are the lessons that I want to talk about from 2017, and also what to expect here in 2018, what to be, you know, possibly focusing on and keeping an eye on here in 2018. I haven't really done, now granted, these are the types of episodes that you do, you know, at the end of the year or at the beginning of the year. But I think there's an opportunity to do more of these types of episodes throughout the year. So I really enjoyed putting this episode together for you. And so I'm going to be looking to do more of that, these types of things here in 2018. Also, before we wrap up, don't forget, if you're interested in my one-day Facebook ads workshop in London on January 26, 2018, definitely go over to rickmulready.com/London. I'm only taking 10 people and it's first come, first serve. Really hope to see you there. I'm really excited about doing that one-day Facebook ads and business building workshop in London. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening to the show today and giving me your attention. I do not take that lightly. It is very much appreciated. Coming up in the next episode, I'm going to be talking with Jim Fortin about how to ethically use subconscious selling to improve your ads and get more sales. We go deep in that one, and it's a lot of fun in my conversation with Jim. So that is coming up in the next episode. So until then, my friends, as always, keep testing your paid traffic to find out what works for you and your business, and then do more of what's working. And I'll see you in the next episode.
Do you want to avoid the 7 biggest mistakes that burn through course creators' ad money? I see these over and over and over again, and I put them together in a mini email series. This is not fluff. Each of the 7 mistakes, I also have a recorded video tutorial showing you inside of Facebook Ad Manager how to fix those mistakes. This is good, solid, and it will save you money or help you make more money with your Facebook ads. Click down in the show notes below. You'll see the link and you can go download it right now for free.